Good evening. Are you going from doctor to holistic doctor, back again to your medical doctor, spending a whole lot of money, still not feeling good? You just know things are not exactly right. Well, this is Dr. Needle. I am a PhD nutritionist. I have a private practice in Atlanta, Georgia. And I work all over the United States and Canada. And people don't need to come to my office because with my dowsing, I am able to work by phone, a God-given gift that is extremely accurate. And as I go through this evening and we talk, I will be giving you a lot of examples that I've been working with my clients over the years and how we are different than the medical community, the allopathic medicine, which is presently out there now, the alternative holistic field, naturopathic physicians and nutritional chiropractors and people who work in that area. And then the third kind, which I'm presenting to everyone, folks, is what I have been doing that is different. And the results are fantastically good. I have combined 30 years in this field, having a private practice, and have taken the field of dowsing. And I mentioned in last week that the front page of the New York Times recently had an ad about people in California where droughts are occurring are taking tuning forks, these professionals out there, and they're finding water. It's vibrational. And really, my practice is vibrational medicine. It's energy medicine. You know, we're all a bunch of molecules vibrating. And in my practice, what I do is to bring a compatibility to the individual blueprint of the individual client that I'm working with, so that the food that that person eats is right for them, not necessarily for their brother, sisters, or mother, or father, but it's specifically for them and their own specific genetics. And the way it is done is being able to pick up compatibility and incompatibility of what I have my 500 food eating plan. Along with that, My second part of my program is filling in with the right nutritional deficiencies. You know, it is impossible in today's world to think that we can get all the nutrients from our food, whether we are a raw foodist, whether we're into macrobiotics, whether we're on a farm and we eat nothing but organic food. The soils are stripped. The foods that are put into our body have been stored or refrigerated, and they just don't have the life force and the healing elements to it. And I spent over 2 years finding manufacturers who make the supplements, phytonutrient therapy. Phyto is nothing but a Latin word for plant therapy. But not like other plant therapy that you can find everywhere on every shelf in every health food store in America and beyond, but vibrating and having a life force which is way beyond going by blood type, kinesiology, muscle testing. I used to do all of these things. And what I am doing now is a quantum leap in accuracy versus what I used to do. So how do I compare my program to regular medicine and alternative or holistic medicine? The biggest difference, folks, is that I am not treating symptoms. In the other two modalities, they are treating a symptom. Okay, drugs and surgery with regular medicine, and like I used to do as a holistic doctor, a PhD in nutrition, in holistic healing, to guess most of the time what's right for somebody. Look at all of the current research. Look at the background of the company, and that's all well and good. But one size does not fit all. One size does not fit all. There is nothing out there that's for everyone. And because of the limitations where we are in this day and time, I, with my God's blessing, am able to break through that with something someday, there'll be some machinery out there or some way other than what I'm doing that will pick up this connection and really heal the body. So tonight, I thought it would be very, very interesting to list and go over alphabetically the medical diseases, the names of diseases that we're all familiar with. And folks, if you go on MedMD, there's so many of them. It's incredible. I am not going to get into that. I'm just going to get the ones that we're basically familiar with and do some comparisons and my experience with my clients, again, either here in Atlanta, Georgia, mostly in other states throughout the United States and some people in Canada. So what I'd like you to do is to call this number tonight if you want to, and at any time, just jump on the phone, and I will talk to you about your chronological age and the real age. What's the real age of you? I'll be able to give you that information if you want me to, and I will go over the heart. I will go and look at cancer. And I will look at blood sugar. Those are the three biggies that are in the top three or four causes of sickness and disease in this country. And you are welcome to call me. And the number is 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. And it'll be a brief dousing. And if there are certain illnesses and disease that I'm not mentioning or I haven't gotten to, please tell me about it. I want to give you another toll-free number. You know, some people don't want to call in to a radio show, and I understand that for multiple reasons. And so please call my office. And let me give you that toll-free number, 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. Leave a message, and then I will personally do a dowsing and talk to you about the program in more depth, and I will get back with you if you're calling tonight or anytime tomorrow, certainly by tomorrow night, I will have gotten back to everyone or left a message. So, let's get started, and let's talk starting with A, and I will give you my perspective in the healing that I do with my clients. Before I get into it, I want you to know that I automatically ask, is this person able to improve their conditioning with my practice? Very, very important question. Folks, there was a lady who went to our archives and picked up last Thursday night's radio show, and it almost broke my heart because it is so rare, but I had to let her know. Now, I'm not getting into what all of the conditions were, but I had to let her know that I could not help her with my program. Why? Things were too advanced. And if she's listening tonight, God bless you. Things were too advanced for my program. My program is preventing, and it is literally, watch out with this word, but you know, on BBS radio, we have that freedom, at least right now, that I can use the word curing in early stages of many, many problems. And I'm going to go into detail with each one. So again, call the 1-888-815-9756 if you want to talk to me, or call my office at 1-800-653-1056. And while I'm talking, let me just give you my website. Some people like to email me. So go to dowsingforhealth.com. Okay, let's start right up at the top with A. And let's talk about allergies. I have people who are on special diets who come to me, people who have been to the allergist, and yet they wouldn't be coming to me if things were working well with their allergist. And the reason that I'm able to help them is that I don't care what the information is that the allergist has picked up and recommended, because I go by over 100-year-old philosophy, theory, unproven, and there's no money in it for the medical community if they proved it, so then they're not interested, and it's called lectinology, lectinology. And what that is that in every single food and in certain teas and herbs, there is a chemical protein substance called lectins. And these lectins, if they are compatible for your individual genetics and your particular blueprint, these lectins, okay, are going to smooth their way through the digestive tract and on out into the bloodstream, broken down and into the cells. And they are compatible. And what I find is that what they may call an allergy may or may not be right, like to dairy or to eggs. I am much more specific, and it's all about the lectins, and it's, folks, it proves itself over and over and over again. It is the primary reason why we are sick. It is the primary reason for illness. It's not all of it. It's the major reason. And children are becoming diabetic earlier and earlier. They're having diseases that at one time were only reserved, so to speak, for adults. And what is going on there is that our food becomes more processed. The parents are polluted and pass that on to their children. So each succeeding generation comes in unhealthier and unhealthier in general. And so looking for the specific lectins is the primary cause of disease. And so when people come to me with allergies, I literally take it with a grain of salt, and I do my 500 foods, and guess what, folks? They get better. Let's go to another A called AIDS. Unfortunately, I cannot have someone with AIDS come on my program and improve their health any more than any of the other health programs out there. And there is no prevention with my program of preventing the AIDS. Certainly, if your immune system is stronger, you're going to be less likely to get anything. Another, let's get some of these no-nos out of the way. Let's talk about Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS. Okay, that you can strengthen the body and prevent this from ever occurring. Once it gets started, it's out of my control with my particular program. Asthma. Early stages of asthma. No question about it. That can be literally cured and turned around without all the drugs, and any prevention will certainly be turned around because you're going to be eating more and more of the right lectins, these protein chemicals in your food, only for your genetics. Acid reflux. Wow, what a huge business. What TV ads. My goodness, I think a year ago they were probably every 5 minutes, like prostate cancer prevention and incontinence. That's the hot one right now. But with acid reflux, folks, there's no need to take any kind of digestive aid or any drug, over-the-counter drug, or prescription drug for acid reflux or GERD, because when the body starts eating what it's supposed to eat and begins to take away the foods that are irritating the cells, the foods that are not only irritating the cells but inflaming the cells, and the medical community today, believe it or not, agrees that that's an early stage of an illness, is inflammation in the body. C-reactive protein test is done for that. Well, I'm talking before that. I'm talking cell level. I'm talking where cells get irritated, and it starts with these incompatible lectins that are in our body. Wow, let's go to arthritis. There's really, for me, there are two categories. One, I can literally turn around, and it's one of the quickest things to turn around, and that is osteoarthritis. And the other kind, much more involved, more detailed, more complex, rheumatoid arthritis. Not so easy, folks. Not so easy to turn around. And my particular right hip used to be involved with osteoarthritis, and I'm now 71 years old, and I have no arthritis. It's incredible. And I used to go to chiropractors, and my adjustments didn't hold up, and I had to spend a lot more money because I had to go a lot more regularly out there. And there are folks listening tonight that may have had the same situation. So we can literally turn that around, and it's the incompatible lectins, folks, that's doing you in. And you can't go by low fat. You can't go by whether it's Weight Watchers or the South Beach diet. And I've done all of those, I can tell you. And I've done macrobiotics. And I got very sick because it wasn't right for my genetics. And I just did guesswork, experimentation. We're all doing that when we take our vitamins. And I used to guess when I prescribed these vitamins to people because they seemed to work for some, and others I couldn't understand why they didn't work. Now I do. And that is the blessings that I have with this particular practice. Okay. Let's go to bursitis, and that can be prevented because you're irritating your cells. You're not putting the right nutrition. You are toxifying your body because you're not putting in the right foods, and you are creating that irritation and that inflammation. What about blood pressure? If I haven't mentioned it, and I haven't tonight, but I have in other programs, there is not a prescription drug on this planet. There's not one exception that does not have a negative side effect, somewhere else in the body. First of all, why is the blood pressure like that? Why is somebody getting cancer for that woman in the breast, why is that man getting prostate cancer? Those are predispositions, folks. Where the sickness and the illness is going is depending upon where the weakness is in your body. So when you bring a homeostasis to the system and the body is balanced and it's getting all of the things that are truly vibrating compatibly with that system, the body is going to heal itself. Wow, what a concept. Wow, the body is going to heal itself. That's the way it's done since the beginning of time until recent times. And a little over 100 years ago, our allopathic medicine took charge, which is basically drugs and surgery. So when we look at this blood pressure, and I'm asked a lot, well, Dr. Needle, what's the right number for me? And I'm here to tell you, let the body tell us what the right number is, because some people may have running a lower blood pressure. My wife's natural way is to have a lower blood pressure than I do. We're all different. So there's no magic number. They want to give cholesterol statins to kids now because of the threat of heart attacks and blocked arteries and too much fat in the body, et cetera, et cetera. And while I'm on the subject of cholesterol, it's the same principle. The cholesterol is being tied in some of the nutritional journals that come across my desk. There is a connection. It's long term, but there is a connection with many of these statin drugs that are causing memory problems. And let me explain that. Why is there a memory problem when you're taking these statin drugs? And the reason is that you are forcing the lowering of the natural occurring cholesterol that your body makes, and guess what? It affects your brain, and the myelin sheath is deficient in fats, but the right kind of fat, and memory is affected. And Alzheimer's will someday be pointed to the low-fat diet, the one-size-fits-all diet that's supposed to be for everyone out there. And the memory is affected. So many people, and I'm talking about high levels of good and bad memory, short and long-term memory, but most people, instead of running at premium gas in your car, you're putting regular, and it's supposed to take premium, that we think, well, it's normal that our memory fades as we get older. Well, you know, if so many people are doing the same thing and speeding up the aging in their bodies, it's going to become normal. And that's because the doctor sees it every day all over the country, then it becomes normal. Folks, it's not normal. You don't have to have a slowdown of memory. You don't have to have that, and it can be turned around. And my program has definitely helped many, many people in that area. Let's talk about another C, constipation. Constipation is because, am I not getting enough fiber? I need to take more fiber. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. I need to take a drug for it. My doctor prescribed this drug, or I went and over-the-counter got a drug. Remember, they all have negative side effects. And so if you will have the right balance in your system and put in the right foods, the right nutritional nutrients that are needed, and a 24/7 detoxification from day to day, week to week, and month to month, that body is going to automatically bring the right movements to your system, and you will not have strains, which creates hemorrhoids. What is that coming from? People are constipated, and they are straining their guts out, so to speak. And eventually, those hemorrhoids are, and which is an entire industry of how to get rid of your hemorrhoids. Wait a minute. Why don't we try to get rid of what is causing the hemorrhoids? Wow. Never thought of that. And you know what, folks? I was in the same boat. And I was taught all of this. And we've all pretty much have been brought up with this. That's why I'm on the air, okay? I've helped so many people in my private practice and out of state, and I've gone to the airwaves because whether you call me up or you don't call me up, at least somewhere it'll be in your mind or you call me later that there is another area that I ought to check out. I ought to look into something other than the two areas of the holistic and the regular MDs that are out there. So keep that in mind. If you want to call in, stop here a second and tell you to call 1-888-815-9756, and I'll be glad to go over things with you and talk very briefly, or we'll get a little more involved if we have the time. And if you want to call my office, that number again is 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056. Leave your name and number to reach you. And as I said, I will get back with you if you're calling tonight or tomorrow morning. You'll be contacted certainly before Sunday at the latest. So let's move on with something I want to spend a few minutes with, and that's the big C, cancer. We all know how pervasive cancer is. In fact, I saw some figures of a study that said that in the next 10 years, it right now, heart disease is number one killer in America, and that cancer is number one for women with breast cancer and prostate cancer for men, and all ages and all diseases in the next 10 years, number one will be cancer. Number one will be cancer of all types. And I don't mean to be sacrilegious, so to speak, about this, but all of the walk and runs for cancer and think pink for cancer, that's all wonderful, and it comes from the heart, and it's well meant. But folks, you can't really ever have a cure for cancer unless you are working with removing the causes of it. I'm going to pick this call up now. Hello?
Yes, hello, doctor.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Tony N.
I'm sorry, I'm having a little trouble hearing your name. Tell me again.
Tony N.
Yes, okay. Well, thank you for calling in. And what questions do you have or question?
About digestion or constipation.
Okay. All right.
I know it's an odd thing, but you were speaking
of it. And let me see. First of all, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from France.
From where?
France.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, what I'm going to do is to see if I can help you.
Okay.
And my dowsing rod is very, very strong. Yes, you can be helped. And the digestion, and we went over some of this earlier, the digestion and the aids to the digestion in trying to put chemicals or stuffing ourselves with all kinds of fiber is a Band-Aid, because the problem is eating the wrong foods, not having the proper nutritional elements that are needed for the body, and not getting it from our food, which is impossible to do totally in this day and time, And number three, which I really didn't get into earlier, the third element is that there is a specific energy water. Have any of you folks seen What the Bleep? Have you seen What the Bleep, that
yes.
movie?
Yes.
Wonderful. This is the same water. It's under my own label.
No.
And this particular water, I'm not saying is magical, but when I get into cancer, after we hang up, I will go over what it's doing to prevent cancer and tumors in very, very early stages with cell oxygenation.
Okay.
Anyway, if you're doing all three of these things in my program, I've had some miracle things, and I don't promise this for certainly for people that that is unfair. But I've had people within a week or two undo their constipation because we now are getting the right foods and taking away the foods that are not right,
mm-hmm.
and then we're working to make the body heal itself, and it gets better and better. So did you want me to douse the heart condition or anything else while you're on the air here?
I guess so.
What
is that? Do you do? What is it to douse my heart?
Sure. Okay. Well.
Oh, I don't know. Okay.
Okay. The heart is. How old are you?
I'm 47.
Okay, you sound so much younger. That's wonderful.
But you know, I just was strange about the digestion because I think I really, really well. I'm pretty conscious about what I eat. So
can I stop you there?
I'm
conscious
sorry?
About what I eat.
Yes, I'm conscious
can
about.
Can I be
what
blunt
I eat?
About it? It's guesswork. This what you think may or may not be right for your specific genetics.
Uh-huh, okay.
That's why everybody's so sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're not eating what is the perfect or near perfect kind of eating
mm-hmm.
that will eliminate so many of these problems.
Right.
And you're not going to know that, and folks, don't misunderstand me. I'm not preaching here in a pompous way. I don't do this work. Okay, I have doubts that these are angels that help me in what I do.
Yeah.
And my mother was brain damaged 30 years ago, and I said there's got to be a better way than to cut, burn, and poison people into health. I've told this story. It's not necessary to tell it again tonight, but it's a mission to teach people their natural ways of healing. You don't. What happens is we get into colitis, diverticulitis, all kinds of problems that stem from the fact that, and people use it another way, then they say to me, I'm eating right. What is right?
Mm-hmm,
one size does not fit all.
Yeah.
And there are foods that you are eating that are causing this problem and causing your heart just to be compromised. You're not headed for heart disease. There is a very minimal amount of plaque, but there's a little plaque in those arteries. So that says to me, because I've you know, been at this thing long enough, over and over, these are the signs that show that there are foods that you're eating in categories, whether it's protein, dairy, carbohydrates, it can be in spices, fruit, vegetable kingdom, certain things that may be unknowing. You don't necessarily have to feel it because things are going on at the cell level. Remember, I'm picking up stuff that your doctor is not going to pick up in early stages. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you want to talk more, you can call my 1-800-653-1056 and, you know, give me a call back you know, tonight afterwards or tomorrow morning or whatever, or be next week after the election. And I'll be glad to go in more specifically with you and get into the cost and stuff. I don't do that on the radio. But that's the heart. Is there anything else you want me to check? You want me to check the glucose level Oh, so you just checked my sugar level? Huh?
Oh, I'm so sorry. So you just checked my heart and you saw maybe...
It is compromised.
Oh, and it's compromised. Oh,
compromised.
Okay.
It's not working in the positive spin. Excuse me, I didn't make myself totally clear.
Okay.
I mentioned that the gas you're using is putting in regular and premium, and the heart is compromised, but it's not diseased.
Okay.
I have picked up people with diseased hearts. Most of the time, the nutritional deficiencies, okay, that you're putting in your body and unknowingly, you have to understand.
I see.
That's why I'm on the air. Nobody knows about this. We can help you. So you call that number and
do you have a do you have a number that's not an 800 number?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. Uh huh.
What's that?
That's 770. Thank you. I should probably say that more. Sure. 770.
Yes.
612. 770-612-3400.
Okay, thank you, Dr. Neal.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate that.
I'll talk to you.
All right, I look
later.
Forward to talking to you in more depth.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, we were talking about cancer. We were talking about the fact how pervasive it is and how and more pervasive it will become. And I'm not here to treat symptoms, and I'm repeating myself again. It's so critical. You need to hear it more than once. And you know, the information that I'm giving out is so foreign, and it is so opposite to what we're all familiar with. Even in the holistic field, much less our allopathic or regular medicine, it is so strange, and when clients get together with me, I know that I have to repeat this several times because we've all been brainwashed, so to speak, that this is the way it is and we should be all be eating low fat, and that is a real danger, which I talked about earlier, and that some people do need more good fats in their body. Some people need more meat, and they are vegetarians, and they're making themselves very, very sick. I did that. I personally did that. And so I have water fasted. I've been through so many things over the years. I kid my wife and say, it's a wonder I'm still alive, because I don't have, like a pharmaceutical company, I don't have a research team that's going to go out there and figure out what's going on. And by the grace of God and my angels, I'm able to help those people who connect with me. And I am on a radio network that is so open and so spiritual and metaphysical that these are the kind of people who come to me because they are not stuck in their present ways. And if they are, that's okay. That's where they are at this time. And those, and I mentioned, you know, this is not being pompous, those of you that I can help and I spend that I can help will benefit with this program. And I can tell you, I had a gentleman that came on to me who lives in Atlanta, who was on BBS Radio and picked me up last week, and I saw him yesterday. This gentleman came in with a box of vitamins that were so heavy, it took us a while for me to check them to see what was working for him. And when we put him with my recommendations, this man, I know, spent hundreds of dollars wasting and harming his system. Let me tell you something. A vitamin is a synthetic chemical. Just because it's not a drug from a pharmaceutical company, although they make vitamins as well, some of them, that it's still the body has to decide, am I going to treat this as a food, or is this a foreign chemical? and I've either got to get rid of it out of my body here, or I am going to store it. And guess where it goes and gets stored? In another predisposition, another place to have a disease. So when you go to a medical doctor, he may give you those antibiotics, and absolutely that will work at that time, but it destroyed the bad bacteria, and you need a probiotic to build up so that you're not walking around where you can just take this any of this stuff and come down with all kinds of diseases, particularly if you're traveling overseas. And so it goes on, and you can end up taking tons of drugs because it originally started with that antibiotic that created a problem somewhere else in your predisposition. Okay, back to the cancer. The energy water, it's a supplement water, and people drink averaging about 4 cups a day mixed with their regular water that they drink, and certainly anything other than tap water. And I've yet to find people who are positive to distilled water. And there may be some people out there. I've never run in or had a client that did well with distilled water, no matter what the literature or the philosophy. And I was a natural hygienist many, many years ago, and they taught that we should have distilled water, which is minus minerals. That didn't go over too well, but I didn't know about all of those things. With this water, I want to go to 1931, and let's go back to a Nobel Prize winner, a German scientist, Otto Warburg. And in his discovery, he said back then, if the cells are oxygenated and stay at least 60 to 65% oxygenated on a regular basis, any cancer cells, any tumors in early stages not being picked up by our machines, infancy, they will die. They cannot live in that high oxygen. And so my clients, cancer patients who have up to 1.5 stage cancer, it's going away. And if you talk to a doctor, he will tell you, or she will tell you, everybody's got floating cancer cells in their body. Yes, they're right. Therefore, it's normal. No, it's not normal. It's not. And I have been blessed with getting the information and to be able to have this special type water in addition to your other water that you drink. This is not all you drink, but the 3 or 4 8-ounce cups a day will bring up the cell oxygenation way over 60%. And that it also, folks, hydrates the body. You can't take this new Gillette gel that the ad rubbing on the guy's chest to get hydrated in the shower. I think that's incredible. And there are expensive waters out there, and just because you drink 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 cups a day of water does not mean that you are hydrated. And my dowsing will show that over and over again. And so that molecular structure is where it can get into the system. If something else is added to water anywhere you're shopping, folks, my recommendation is don't waste your money and don't buy it. You're better off with just plain H2O. And we don't need dumb water and all of these, and smart water and all these other things. They're gimmicks. So, cancer is frightening to people. Anybody that comes to me, if I can help them and it's less than stage two, it's 1 or 1.5 or lower, will definitely be helped. and it will go away. I've had a prostate cancer client out in Ohio, and he had his prostate removed, and he was with me a few months, and I have a way of checking. I can pick up. He doesn't have to be in my office, and I don't have to ask him. I knew he wasn't hydrated or oxygenated because he had cancer returning in different parts of his body. Talked to him about it, got back on the water. Folks, within 6 to 8 weeks, they were gone again. And he always has stayed hydrated and oxygenated. So that's that, along with the right nutrients and taking away the foods that are poisoning us unknowingly. Just because you say, I'm eating right, so you read a health magazine, okay? Your trainer told you what to eat. This is right for you. Really? Not necessarily. Maybe for your first cousin, maybe for your sister, it may not be right for you. And this is the information that I wish I could teach everybody in the country how to do this. Wouldn't that be awesome? I would take on an apprentice and work with that person for at least a year and to see if that person would be able to work with the body, because you don't just douse somebody and to tell what they should take and what they eat and don't eat. If you don't have a background of biology and biochemistry and all of the training that's necessary and how the body works, you can't possibly be successful. So that is why if somebody comes to me and they have stage 3, where typically the medical community will pick up cancer of the cervix and a uterine cancer and breast cancer and so forth, I'm able to, you know, if it's breast cancer, I can tell you where it is and what the stage is. But if I can help you, and before we even get into the discussion, if I can help you, then that's going to go away. And I don't work with people, and it's because of my dedication and mission and my integrity. I would never work with somebody that I felt like they could not be helped with my program. So let's look at cataracts, okay? Cataracts, beginning of cataracts with a vibrational medicine, okay, with this dowsing rod, it will pick up, is it in both eyes? Is it in one eye? And if it is, Is it in an early stage or maybe a little more advanced stage? And I've seen it disappear. I've seen a cataract in its early stage and with my wife disappear, literally disappear with this program. So let's look at colitis. We're still on the seas. And we know that's inflammation. And as I said earlier on the call-in, that the digestive tract, you know, there was a gentleman who was lived to 108 years old, Dr. Walker, many, many years ago, and he said death begins in the colon. Well, I think it's not 100% true, but down in the digestive tract and where all this food is broken down and trying to heal the body and go to the right places, I think that's fairly accurate. I don't call it totally accurate. Let's look at chronic fatigue syndrome. For a long time, the medical community called it hogwash. Probably used other names. And now they accept the fact that chronic fatigue is real and it does exist. And you know what? I'm naming all of these diseases, folks, and it's exciting to the medical community because they can come up with another disease that's not out there now, and you know what? They can put a name on it, and if they identify it, the drug companies can make a drug for it. They can treat that symptom. Man, oh man, is cut, burn, and poisoning into health really the way that we should go? Are we sentenced to that? Is the health, whoever wins this election, it's going to cost us some money and more money for our health. But is it really health or is it disease management? And when Hillary was giving those lectures, I used to yell out, you're talking about disease management. This is not health care. I hope this is enlightening to you. Okay. Diabetes. Wow. I could probably talk till we go off the air in the next 5 minutes. It is so epidemic. What amazed me, and I've had more than one, is that people that that I work with, I have people who have type 2 diabetes, and they're walking around and they don't even know it. I've had one woman who called me on an earlier show who didn't know when I doused her that she had type 2 diabetes. And so, folks, it's very serious. If you're not with my program and you're out there until it progresses from one stage to another, and we all know the high amounts of heart attack susceptibility, and then it goes into to gangrene, and it can dialysis, and oh my, it just goes on and on. And it's really a lifetime, not of health, but it is of disease management. Diabetes is basically a lifetime work in my practice. By doing, again, the 500 food eating plan and finally knowing, and all you've got to do is at least 80% of it. It's not where you've got to, it's not a diet, and you don't have to do 100% and change your whole life and lifestyle over it. You're starting to eat the foods that are good for your genetics. Gosh, that's so important because it's meaningless without it with the work I do. And that you are getting the right nutritional deficiencies for the first time for your particular body, and that you are 24/7 detoxifying from head to toe all of the cells and trillions of them in your system. And you know what? If you go do colonics and you go get liver cleanses and gallbladder cleanses and foot baths, folks, that's a piece of the action, a small piece. What about the rest of the body? And it's going to come right back because you haven't removed the causes. You just keep removing toxins, and then they come right back. What good is that? Temporarily, you're cleansed. So, with diabetes, there are so many pre-diabetic that are on the borderline. And I will run over that. Let's see if we've got some time. We've got about 3 or 4 minutes. That when you eat sugar, and it can come from a Snickers bar. We've got Halloween coming up tomorrow night. All of the sugar going out. All these kids. Hello. Who's there?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Mariposa, California, which is in the Sierra Nevadas.
Okay. Quickly, Jack, we've got, we're supposed to go off at 5 of, and we've got a couple of minutes.
Okay.
I can tell you that I can help you. That's the first thing. Whatever's going on in your body, whatever it is, whatever is in early stages or even later stages, my program can help you. What question did you have, and if understand that when I stop, you can call my office and we can get you know, in a lot of detail where I'll have time to really get into your situation and explain my program.
Well, actually, I'm calling for because I'm curious. A friend of mine has been recently diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, ALS.
Which one? Say it again. MLS? MS?
ALS, Lou Gehrig.
Lou Gehrig.
Yes.
Okay.
And
yeah,
it's
you know, I mentioned that in the beginning of the program.
Oh, did you? I missed that.
Yes. Oh, it's upsetting to me when I ever have to tell somebody, like, this program, this is just like AIDS and MS, where there's just, I don't have the magic bullet, so to speak, to help that person.
Okay.
But I appreciate you calling, and if there's anything else, you or any of the other friends, you call 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, and somebody asked earlier, what about your regular number here in Atlanta, 770-612-3400, 770-612-3400, and my email, info, I-N-F-O, at dowsing, D-O-W-S-I-N-G-F-O-R, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, so .com. So you can contact me by email if you don't want to call. So I've got to run.
Okay, thank you, Doctor.
And I hope you'll call me with any other questions that in my office and everybody else out there. God bless. And we're going to pick up with the C's and the D's and the E's of disease next week.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.